Okay, we are holding Masa B'cholof. I wanted to finish up the packet of Efshel Sokhto. This week is a Bezer Shem regular week. It's Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. Next week, Bezer Shem is Kabbalah Satoira. So I guess it will be Wednesday and Thursday. We could do theoretically Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday if you want, or we could do
Tuesday. A lot of people
watch. Oh, it's Shukag, yeah, yeah.
Tuesday they're traveling.
Okay. They're traveling from the other side of the bridge. But okay. We could do Wednesday and Thursday. Okay. Azoy. There is a tshuva from the Maram Lublin. Page 17. What other truths from the Maram Lublin have we learned? Neither. Gosh, right. And who was it written to? Shalom. Good. Right. Like one of the earliest year.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Lord's Israel. The Ephes Apnai, the Tidas Hayoim. I don't have so much time. Tidas Hayoim. Local Harik, Rakesha Bitsara, Odova Shagosta, Mashaltani Al Botzel. You have an onion. Now, we didn't do Dover Harif yet, so that's a very important topic. It's coming up. Botzel Shadechtak Basakin Shobosa. You have a knife, a fellatio dicker knife. And you cut an onion. Renasna also with tafshel shochol. And say the onion then was put in a cheese omelet. V'yesh v'tafshel shishim k'neged kol ha-botzel. Akshah botzel lo nimche lo gamri k'darko, nimche shah botzel baluah mi-botzel v'cholam, hafticha disur, kashal ifrash. Or he says the shishim in the cheese omelet connected the onion. The onion was caught with a flashing knife, so the onion now is flashing. And now it was put in to a cheese omelet. And the shishim in the cheese omelet connected the botzel. So what is the status? But there's no shishim in the, in other words, the cheese omelet, the shishim, the cheese omelet is much bigger than the botzel. But obviously the botzel is smaller than the cheese omelet. So from the perspective of the cheese omelet, being affected, it's the shishim, but in the perspective of the blias go both ways, Zulkar. Right? So the cheese omelet has shishim connected to the botzel. The botzel doesn't have shishim connected to the cheese omelet. So what's the story? What would you say? Dining on everything. Everything is up for negotiations. So is it kosher? Is it treif? Is it some of it kosher? Some of it's treif?
Can I repeat your question?
What's the story? Can I eat these? Can I eat the cheese omelet? Is cheese? But then I have the butzel in the cheese omelet.
That was covered in inflationary
night. Yeah.
The flesh knife cuts into the blade for the onion, is that, what is that again? Is that a mashu?
Well, it depends. If you cut it up and you dice it, then each part that you cut has some blade of meat.
Okay, mashu onion.
So the Shoyal said that Lahora the onion is basam chalav, because the onion has a meat belia because it had meat, and then the cheese omelet went in. So the cheese omelet itself, the curry would be okay, but now the cheese omelet, the cheese went into the onion, and now the onion got contaminated. The onion has basar from the knife, and has challah from the cheese omelet. And it's not easy to get it out. So would you just have to throw it away?
The onion.
Yeah, but the onion is like spread out into the thing. Right. So you're not going to be able to take out every...
It's not
nicker. It's nicker. It is nicker, but it's not easy to extricate from the throngs of the cheese omelet. So the Maram Lublin says the following. Tshuva. Da ahuvi. Sh'anu kaimelon sh'ein matzvichim shishim neged kol ha-botzel, ki im neged mokam ha-sakin, sh'enogu b'botzel. Sh'vei botzel lo nosis nevela. It's right? Whereas, it's not nosis nevela, the botzel, because it's only basar, right? So the original cut just has tam baser. Particularly, said the kodem shem nasa l'tach chalav hayakulo heter. Lukach einu on tzvichim l'sharik im neged tam habaser habalua bebatzel. So the first thing is you only have to be mishayer keneged the tam baser in the batzel. Now you don't have to mishayer keneged the whole batzel, right? So the botzel is not nasa nevela. Okay, it's chosen, but it's still, it's tam boser. V'kach sheyesh b'kteir shel cholav shishim levatel tam boser abalua b'botzel. But there's shishim connected to tam boser. Shishim in the cheese omelet to levatel the tam boser in the onion. Hazaf habotzel muter. Afsh api shelo nimcha v'nim meich ain't tzarech lafrisha. One second. So he's saying like this, that the tam of the meat will go into the cheese omelet. And be bottled, b'shishim.
What about the onion itself?
And the onion itself is gewaldic, because the meat went out of the onion into the lat, into the cheese. So he's saying, well, that you could eat the whole thing. Not only it's not possible cholov, it's mutar lagamrei. Because the meat went into the meat tam went into the lot, into the cheese omelet, bottle b'shishim. Shalom all Yisrael.
The tam left the onion.
Yeah. One second. So let's see what he says.
I don't know exactly how much.
Yeah, that's all. So, in part of the Sura, may I tap shall they seen in the union after the rush of some from the kind of actual soft to us the double push. In other words, if the shayla was just basar dover heter, so then he's saying dover heter, you don't say hatikha nas as the vela. Whereas let's assume the reason why you say epshul soft to us is which you say hatikha nas as the vela. So the vela, that's only by a dover iser, but you don't say hatichanas as the vela by just meat, because meat is heter. So the mela, there'll just be some meat, and that meat will, the tam meat will come out and go into the cheese, and it'll be mutter. If it was treifus, that the, if the knife is treif, and that's what you cut the batzel with a treif knife, so now the whole, and you diced it up all over the place. So now the whole thing is Nasas Nevela. So if the whole thing is Nasas Nevela, so then what? So now you need Shishim Keneged. Good. So say you have Shishim Keneged. But then the whole thing is a Chaticha de Issa. So then the meat, the cheese is going to go into the Batzel and make it Batzel B'cholof. Because Rav Shalom Sochto is Osir. But by meat alone, where it's a dover heter and you don't say chanan, so then maybe epshal softo will be mutter, and the mele, the whole time of basa went into the cheese became batal, and now you can eat the whole thing. Right, that's how some assume. Right.
That's his hanacha. Otherwise, his whole heart.
That's his hanacha. And the mele, that's what he paskin. You can eat the whole. The whole thing. You can eat the onion, you can eat the cheese blintzer. I mean, because you gotta realize that the cheese blintzer is cut into pieces, so it's in the. A cheese blintzer, onion cheese blintzer. So now, to get out the pieces is not so easy. So he says, you don't have to get out the pieces, you can eat the whole thing. Matcha, ink, cane, if what? If it's a treif knife, so then the whole onion, you diced up a treif with a treif knife, then the whole onion is a chaticha de iser, chaticha das as the vela, and memela what? Memela, it'll never come out, the treif will never come out. So not only, so if you have shishim, okay, the cheese is protected, but then the cheese is going to go into the onion, and after the onion, I'll toss a b'cholov.
Wait, we're talking about a treif.
We're talking about two scenarios. The first scenario that he was talking about is a kosher. It was just meat, ham basa that came into the onion. And he says that's not a problem because you don't say chanan, and therefore all the meat will come out into the cheese and be bottled b'shishim. But Agav, he says, but if it would have been a treif knife, there would be Hanan the treifus, and then the whole onion is aser. So even if you'll have shishim, can they get the whole onion? Still doesn't matter because the
you say efshel b'sofer also.
The cheese will go into the thing.
Well, the treif will go into the cheese, right?
The treif will go into the cheese.
It'll be reciprocal. It'll be
right.
According to the Rambam, that Eshel Sofer thinks that then that's the last, the beginning of this packet, is that then how he explains and doesn't make any sense that Machaber should ever be Machmir by Eshel Sofer, if it's not possible. Because Machaber holds like we're in a prime.
Right.
So you don't say Hanan Rishai Surin.
Right.
So then how can Kuv Vav he say that the Chatifa
Shabbala Esther, Chatzichah Asmat Asura.
Only the
Mahavishah
said
Chatzichah Shabbala Chol. Okay. One second. Back to the Maram Lublin. So basically, what you and Shloima here are asking is Rabbi Kiveg's kash. But before we get to that, just show you that this Maram Lublin is quoted in the Shach, just so you should know. Tzadi Dal on page 18. The bottom line, Kosher B'Tshuva is Maram Lublin. Yim Yesh Yishim Kinegan Botzel Balov Botzel as a Botzel Mutter. Afal Pi. So Odin Tevin is Vay. Vay the Sarach Mafrisha. That's the Tshuva is Maram Lublin. It's called in the Shach.
Oh, Shach Kol Gimel?
Yep.
There's no issue here of
Chorev
that's
coming
into play here.
Sure, comes into play. How do you think the onion became fleishik or osir through the cutting of the onion? Yeah. Oh, so now. Let's look in the Rabbi Kiveger from page 20. So he quotes the Truva of Maram Lublin. And then he says, I will mikom mokom kachem o the time of boi the maishna b'di misura bolo I'm reading this kar v'nifla tabalua maishna b'di mater bolo I'm reading this kar atu b'kipi talila l'hafli tete v'lo yisr but if it can be poilate. Then it can be pilot. If it can't be pilot, it can't be pilot. So if it can be pilot, it should be pilot to Issa too. In other words, scientifically, it's either it's able to be pilot or it's not able to be pilot. So he says, Oveh haya be'afshari lomar de be'emes abrinu de bishul nischad b'liyasa v'mfashay v'kulu b'shova. Ad chaticha atma sur hainu kevin de nishar b'socha ma'at Issa kevin de haisa kvar Issa kol shu nishar b'socha kol shu Issa Ham Yisrael Shayach leHakol, the Moshkosev of Beis Yosef. Right, the Beis Yosef says that once something is aser, so it remains aser. In Kibush Shemachu, with that terrible, the Loisah Shem. Or is that he's that's the Prima God in Beis Yosef that once something is aser, it's aser. Masha Ein Kein by something that's heter, you don't have that idea. Which was never awesome. Okay, so if you say like that, that's the pshat in Efshel Sofka Osir, that something, so Rav Kivega says that something's Osir is, you can't get rid of the Shame Misr. Even if theoretically you don't have, you have Shishim left in. But he says, but what about the Rashba? It was the Rashba that we were learning in Shulchan Aruch, as Rabbi Tachman and David point out, that the Rashba says that you can never assume that it all goes out, because you never know how much goes out. So therefore, if that's the case, and that's what Rabbi Tachman just said, the Rabbi Chabashita is that we hold the we don't say Chanan Mishari Sur. So then, so my essay, listen to the Rashba, Betshuva, okay, listen to the Ram, Mashmal Hedi, the In Yodim Shenispasha, the Yisrael Shavit. In other words, they say, the Rashba's Kiddush is, even if you don't say Chanan, Bishari Surim, you're still, that Chaticha is still going to be Osir. Because you can't know for sure that it went out. So based on that Rashba, that the Chaticha Asma is always Asura, because the Mitzvah is that you have to be Choshish that the Isra didn't totally come out. So if that be the case, so what's this Maram Lublin? That you could assume the whole thing went out. All the Fleshik went out. But I thought Rashba's whole Svara is that you don't say that. Even by Dover Isser, but Dover Isser is the same as a Dover Heter if you don't say Hanan. So if you're using the Svara that the Metzias is that it might not come out, so then say the same thing. The Metzias is that the Fleshik might not come out, and therefore the onion should remain Fleshik, and therefore the cheese that comes back in should asa the onion. And then the Mela, once the onion is asa, then the whole thing is going to be asa unless you strain it out. So the Hanami, Mistaba, you know what they say with Rabbi Kivegi, you know, if you assume his Hanachas, there's no answer to his questions. I see, so you can't beat Rabbi Kivegi in Lana. So you have to just question his Hanachas. And the answer is that Maram Lublin probably didn't hold from the Tshuva Zarashba. And Mamela, he works with the concept of Hanan, and Efshel Asochto is because of Hanan. And once it's Hanan, the whole thing is a Chefta Shalissar. So it doesn't matter, it comes out, it doesn't come out, and maybe the Hanami can come in. He's assuming he can't come in. In other words, Malam Bubin and the Rashba are mutually exclusive. They're working with opposite Svaras. The Rashba says you can never assume something comes out totally, and the Maram Bubin says you can. So in the Hanami, maybe if you hold like the Mechaber, like that who introduces the Tshuva Sarashba, then you have to reject the Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin is not Meshubba to the Mechaber. Right? Which year was the Maram Lublin? Which year was the Mechaber? Who? Take out your phone. Tell me. Who?
Maram Lublin.
Yeah. He was born in 1558. Rabbi Yosef Karo.
1565.
1570.
Yeah.
Who? 1488. Who?
The human Issachar.
Was born. And he was born in?
15.
100 years later.
15.
Okay. Yeah, approximately. In history, that's close enough.
Yeah. If the Machaber would have quoted this Marab Lublin, then in the Hanami. So, there's Rabbi Kivegas is pointing out that it doesn't stim with the Rashba. So the answer is he doesn't have to stim with the Rashba. And the Shach. Yeah. So he could.
Let's see. I mean, he holds Maker, then we hold the Yochanan Shari Surim. So once the Karmel Choli Surim Hatikna says the Vela, so the Vela. Right. So once you say like that, then you don't need the Rashba anymore. Because.
The
Sfardim would say in Hanami. The Maram Lublin, the Sfardim, you know, who don't hold the. Would say would, then they would have to rely on the Rashba, then they would have to reject. So would have to reject the Maram Lublin. So it comes out of Kula. In other words, the Chumra of the Ramah now comes out of Kula, because if you hold up the Chumra of the Ramah, you never use need to say the Rashba, and the Mela, you could say that's all Tolei Hanan. And therefore, you don't say Hanan by Dover Hector. But the Mechaber who holds the Kula, he has to say the Chumra of the Rashba, and the Mela, that would apply in Dover Hector. Oh. So the Chumra of the Rashba, the Chumra of the Mechaber, precludes him from saying the din of the Rashba, and the Mela. The whole reason after the Sokhto is only because of Hanan, and therefore when you don't say Hanan, it can be butter. But the Mechaber doesn't sell it Hanan, so if he wants to say the Chatika that's Mezosser, he has to come on to the Rashba.
If he wants to say that.
And then the Rashba Svar would apply even B'davar Heter, as Rabbi Kivega points out.
Do you think
that
the Mechaber goes like the Rashba?
Yeah.
Because Mechaber
holds that you don't say Hanan Bishar Surim, but then he still wants to ask in the Chaticha.
If he
says
it's
going to be
about
Hanan,
if he goes like, just
wait. We have the Orcha Shulchan. Someone wants to get me an
Orcha Shulchan. Is the Shach saying that when he goes to Maram, is
he? Go get an Orcha Shulchan.
The Mechaber
is not
the
base.
Yeah,
we have an Orcha Shulchan.
I mean, what's the name? He needs study Dawood or
not? Study Dawood, Kuvah, you have Kuvah.
Oh, I'll have you at the end. I didn't bring Kuvah.
Good. It's a portable Orca Shulka. the Friedman edition. He brings me the Friedman edition. I like the Friedman edition. Friedman took over the world, this Friedman guy. That's who he is, took over the world. So, so the Aruch HaShulchan also deals with the stira between Sadi Beis and Kufav that we discussed last week. And in Sadi Beis he says it's Mataris, right? And Kufav he says it's Usher. Right. So how do you? So we have all these different terutzim to the question. So, how do you answer this question? So he says. Saying that the Sadi Beis is saying that theoretically it's going to be mutter because you don't say Hanan Bashari Surim. So therefore theoretically, but the Kuvav, but practically we can't know for sure that it all came out, so that's why we're going to be machmer. It's not the halakha consideration is that it's really mutter because you don't say Hanan Mashari Surim, so then it's not a chaticha d'issa, so theoretically it could be mutter. But now Kavav, you throw in the monkey wrench of this Truvas Harashba that gives you a Truvas Harashba is a metzias thing that you can't. Or Tani Beis is a halacha thing. Midin halacha should be mutter. Midin mitzias, you can't know for sure that it's going to come out, or enough of it's going to come out. So Mela, that's how he explains.
The mitzias aspect should trump the halacha aspect.
Yeah. So in the end, the mitzias. Yeah. Right. So it's a little bit strange why you need to have the. Theoretical.
The
Rashi says even if Eshel Sof is mutter, still the Chaticha is not going to be Choser.
That's not the same thing as Hanan by Shai
Surim. Yeah, because he says that we don't, even if you don't say Hanan by Shai Surim, it's still going to be Osir midin the Metzias.
And the Maram
Lublin doesn't work with the Trubas Harashba Kal, and he'll assume that it's just a question of whether Efshel Softo is only based on Hanan.
Yeah. I don't know if you're eager. I don't when he talks about Shuas Maram, he doesn't like even bring in Hanan. He brings in the other Svaras, the Sheamus, the Ohana.
Right.
He doesn't quote what Maram himself says of Hanan.
Right.
Right.
Right. He works in with that part of the Beit Yosef. It's something that's well, it's us. There's always us.
He doesn't even quote it for the Maram
himself.
Yeah. But the Shach, though, when he quotes the Maram, is he only quoting him in the Ramah, or like? He may be quoting
even
the Muhammad.
It was right before he said, "Did he not the Chaimel on?"
Right.
The answer is not all these things are going to work together. If you look at the Ran, we didn't see the Ran on page 3. He writes, "V'etal yeshnusha l'maylo shaklina v'tarina v'per gidanasha v'efshar l'sokhto imuta lo v'vich and early v'ikard the milsa haki yisa sh'vosu v'chal v'dina efshar l'sokhto asa t'il hasa nasa z'veila t'ishu d'vim kol yisurim v'ishu t'arv v'minim shol v'minim v'vosu v'chal v'anar haki kamini k'asav afil v'vosu v'chal v'shenu sh'ilu nisqa chal v'shabu Okay, so that's the story here.
What is the Ran
say? Yeah, the Ran says that, you know, it's a gzeira to Basu B'cholov. By Basu B'cholov, that's where the real din of Efshel Masokhto, Asur, and Hanan, and then everything else is a gzeira to that, if you hold Hanan B'shar Asur.
Tishru
Chacham
B'Devrei
B'Chol
Yisroel.
If you hold that, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, B'Shar Yisroel. And then I have here from Salvation, Rabbi Kolesberg, page 21. This idea of being bitter over the Kivas HaTaruvas. Chichas HaTaruvas. So he says, V'chor tzachim, nabachach she'is, page 21, the second paragraph. She'is ha'divlo v'chadichei niflo v'gemri. Ha're'achshav v'spashit tam ha'is ha'gam ha'shar chatichas, yishib v'chimayei be'ein ha'bottle. So he says this whole thing about so he says pshat in that, but l'chor that's pshat of salvation he wants to say in the Makabe, l'chor is a little bit difficult because if he's quoting the Trubas HaRashba, then the Rashba is saying not because of because you don't know whether you'll get shishim even. Or is he saying, well, harei kvar nispashen tam ha'isne gam ha'shar ha'tichas yesh kvar shishim ha'hetet kidei levadlo you can't have money in a bottle. The answer is that you can't be so mech that the ha'ticha the isse came out. It's only going to be protecting the other ha'tichas, but the ha'ticha itself that has the bliya, you can't assume that it came out. Even to assume you have shishim, you can't assume. So
the Rani just read it. It sounds like the Rani that he is connected to Hanan and Eshel.
Yeah.
The Rani is
a... right. The Gemara seems to connect the two.
Right.
Right. So the Rashba says this new thing. The Rashba has this new thing. So the Pashup Shad of the Gemara is that they're connected, Eshel Shachar and Hanan. And the Rashba has this new idea that it's a din of Metzius, that who says it's all going to come out, even to the degree that you'll have Shishim.
Why even if you have Shishim? So why even if we say that...
Because you can never assume you have Shishim. You have shishim in the whole Kedera, but back at Tikha that had the original Bliya, who says that you'll be able to totally get rid of the shishim and have shishim connected. That's why you have to ask it. The salvation is assuming, of course, it went out. You have shishim, and so why is it still asr? So he says this idea of the but Lachora, that's not the Rashba's idea. The Rashba doesn't hold in Bidlam Tchilas HaTzaroves. The Rashba holds, yes. It's just that I can never know for sure, so I have to be Machber. But in a Chanam, if I know for sure, then it would be okay if you don't say Chanam Asharisu.
And why doesn't the Rav say that now it's a new
Tzaroves,
like he does? He put more in, so it comes out, and now it should be a new
Tzaroves. Because he put more in, yeah.
And now, I think he answered...
Right, all the other questions, the new Tarovas.
The new Tarovas now. So why don't you say now I put more in,
the
new Tarovas,
you should
have a new
deal. Maybe it's still not totally new.
Even though didn't he answer...
That's how he answered the other thing. But there, the Rambam blended together here. Okay, I'm going to get it. I have difficulty with that shot. Okay, so today we finished this packet. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Wednesday rather, we'll go into the next packet of Tipa Shanachal Akadera. That's the start, I think. And then the Kaf. The spoons, these token calf, those are big. These are big things. Okay, and then after that is almost up to Heksha Kalim, that gets easier. Okay, I recommend you Kazan on a regular basis, especially Shavuos, you can Kazan. Okay.